Oasis Audio presents Crater Trueblood and the Lunar Rescue Company by Homer Hickam. Read for you by Adam Werner. Chapter 1. Beneath the vast Michael Collins Dome in Armstrong City, Medeiros Enterprises guards held back curious pedestrians as Dr. Maria Medeiros strode purposefully from her corporate headquarters building and into the back seat of a black limo bug, her assistant Miss Torricelli settling in beside her. Maria was a glamorous celebrity, often appearing on lunar and earthy and business shows, as well as slick fashion pewter sites. She was also an executive who led companies that employed thousands of lunar settlers. It was said she had the golden touch when it came to business because every enterprise she commanded was profitable and growing. It was also said, this by the gossip mongers, that this raven-haired young woman was cold and aloof. For no recent suitor, among them the wealthiest and most eligible bachelors on the Earth and the Moon, ever came close to winning her hand. There were also rumors of a lost love, a common helium-3 miner who'd since disappeared somewhere in the way back. But if he had ever existed, he'd been out of Maria Medeiros' life for years, and was therefore of no interest to the columnists and bloggers on the society pages of two worlds. A broken heart can explain many things in a woman, but first, a heart must exist, and there was some doubt by the writers who sold copy about her that Dr. Medeiros had anything other than the muscle that pumped blood in her chest. Had these scribblers cared to delve deeper into their subject, they would have discovered her lofty poise was entirely a ruse.